Good morning, all. This is YouTube Rumble update for Friday the 25th. You notice I'm in a sarcastic mood. For September 25th, 2025. I am in one of those sarcastic moods, and I'm just going to give this YouTube update a good sense of humor and sort of make everyone laugh. Yes, I love being serious. Every so often, I'll just give a good sense of humor. Why not? Why the fuck not? Ever since this Charlie Kirk shit, Fox News can't get enough of itself. Like I said, Fox News is one of those Days of Our Lives kind of media outlets where you just can't take any of it seriously. I mean, honestly, you really can't take any of it seriously because all it is just a stupid storyline. Some of it is entertaining, some of it is, yeah, okay. The Charles Kirk shit, Charlie Kirk shit is really getting overdone. His prostitutional fake wife is out in the media claiming one moment, "You have no idea what kind of movement you've created. This is pandemonium." And then the next moment she's sitting there, "I forgive you." Yeah, okay. Why? Because she just was just granted a media outlet that she's getting millions from? Yeah, okay. Why? Because she's getting publicity over all this shit? This is the shit that makes me really question, okay, with a good sense of humor. And again, I need everyone to pirate this recording if you want to. Who's to say that Charlie Kirk is really dead? Who's to say that he really got shot? That's an honest question. Yeah, they may have a film, but they also have AI shit going on. Okay, I mean, who's to say the bastard's really dead? And considering they refuse to admit that he went over to London to call Moses an antichrist when Moses is one of the highest prophets of God, they don't want to admit that, but he is. He's one of the highest prophets of God in the Old Testament. Okay? God gave us the Ten Commandments and Moses aided in bringing it down to us. You think that Charlie fucking Kirk would admit that? You think that Fox News Channel would admit it? Now, those of you who don't know, ABC Eyewitness News and Fox 5 here in New York are two of the last four remaining conservatively based media outlets. There's Fox 5 in New York here. There's ABC Eyewitness News here in New York. There's CW11, or shall we say CW Picks, and there's the My9. All four of them are conservative. But you see, the thing is, Fox is a little bit of a both of the Antichrist and a comedy scene. Now, those of you may ask, well, do you condone the Antichrist? No. But Fox News Channel is a Days of Our Lives. Now, who's to say that considering all the shit that they're bringing up on Fox News Channel, who's to say that half of it is real? Who's to say that Charlie Kirk is alive? Dead. Who's to say that he really is dead? Because quite frankly, Fox News Channel has been doing so much comedy shit that, how do I put it? You question everything. We can't always be liars. Yes, you've been a liar since you put out the Twin Towers. You've been a liar since Obama went in office. You've been a liar since the COVID shit began. You have been such a predominant liar Then I bet you don't even know what name you called Kamala Harris before she went for office. I bet you Fox News, you can't even tell me what Jason Whitlock's first name was originally when he went on Fox News. That bastard, that black bastard, no disrespect to the good unheard minority of the blacks, that black bastard has gone through so many names, he probably couldn't even tell you. Colin Powell, not Colin Powell, the cowherd, Colin, he's a 50-50 with me. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He was normal when he had Christine Leahy on, who was a good reporter, one of the last good ones. Yeah, she's cute, but she's a good reporter. That's what counts. You could be Aisha Hashni through the makeup shit and still be an asshole underneath. Because she admitted several times that she doesn't care about her audience. She admitted it. But the point is, who's to say that Charlie Kirk is dead? Who's to say that George Floyd is dead? They just gave you a scene of a casket. They never gave you proof that both of them are dead. Well, we have video proof. We have a film proof of Charlie Kirk getting shot. Do you have proof of him getting shot? Or do you have an AI-generated film of him getting shot? This is something to think about. I'm not saying this to create a conspiracy theory. I'm saying it as a conspiracy theory that it must be something to think about in order to get the facts out there. Okay? Now, what's her name? Nancy Grace brought up one of her first shows, the most recent one. Conspiracy theories about Charlie Kirk. Here's one for you, Nancy Grace. Who's to say the bastard's dead? I mean, honestly, I'm sitting here talking into this microphone with a smile on my mouth because all the shit that's going on. You're a Nazi, you're racist, you're a homophobe. Yeah, okay. When has anyone ever been scared of gays? We mock them, we're not scared of them, you fucking idiots. Xenophobe. Does Fox and the media really know what a xenophobe is? The original xenophobe is a repronunciation of the TV character from the 90s, Xena Warrior Princess. Since when are people scared of her? Where we, the minority of the people who watched the show in the 90s, watched her shows, we like her. Why? Because it's a family-orientated show. But the punchline is, oh yeah, they repronounce it. Xenophobe. Do they even know what a xenophobe is? You're a xenophobe, cocknophobe, penophobe, penophobe. You know what a penophobe is? A repronunciation of a woman who's scared of a man's external organs. Fuck me, bitch. Now all of a sudden you watch Sir Harris Faulkner this morning. Even though it's the 26th today. I counted it as the 25th because I was supposed to do this yesterday. All of a sudden now, they're bringing out script lines like nothing you've ever seen. Like Donald Trump would do it. I'm telling you, these people were doing commentary. The ratings with numbers too high to mention like nothing you've ever seen. Yeah, okay. It's all shit stuff. Little shit things. They have nothing to talk about, so they're going to think of shit that isn't even true. Now, the difference between Fox News and Fox 5 and ABC Eyewitness News is that ABC Eyewitness News here in New York and Fox 5 here in New York, they let the taxpayer rule the airwave. The reporter goes on, like Bill Rederich, Nick Gregory, Bianca Peters, and the other reporters. They get on, they give you the information, they give you good coverage, and they let the taxpayer rule the airwaves. They let the taxpayer tell you what's going on in the community. Fox News does not tell you that because they're too busy calling everyone a racist. Like my mother said, these past 3 months, do they even know what a racist is? Unless you're saying nigger. Then all of a sudden when you're saying nigger, all of a sudden they all know what the word racist is. Again, fucking tell you, Al Sharpton knows what a racist is because he is one. I don't know.